This is a Word on the Word, bringing to you the homily, recorded live at St. Gregory the Great, the Diocese of Bridgeport, Connecticut, USA. Our pastor is Father Angelo Arondo. We're so glad you could join us today. The readings for the fifth Sunday of Lent are from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, and the Gospel according to John. To hear them, click on our link at awordontheword.blogspot.com. But now, here's Father Angelo.
Good morning. Today's celebration is the fifth Sunday of Lent. And the Gospel reading that you heard today is just a truncated Gospel reading. Normally, for the fifth Sunday of Lent, it's a very long Gospel reading. In fact, there's only two longer Gospel readings than the one you would have had. One is Susanna, and Susanna's all about sex, so people didn't even realize that they were standing for so long. And the other one is the Passion, which you'll hear next week. But when we hear today's reading, I think very often we jump to a conclusion that the readings really do not offer us. So we hear that from the book of Ezekiel, that Mary McCormick proclaimed for us, the Lord saying, I will open up your graves and have you rise from them. And when we go to the Gospel reading, it's the story of Lazarus, and we think about the resurrection of Jesus, and we think about our resurrection. Well, that's not really the point of the stories. It's not the point of the stories. The stories are much greater and much more important than that. That Jesus was raised from the dead, that's absolutely unconditional for our faith. That we will be raised from the dead, that's also a given for us. In fact, St. Paul says when he's writing to the Corinthians, if Christ Jesus was not raised from the dead, we're the most pitiable of all fools. But you and I are still on our Lenten journey. And as I've been going over for the last 5 weeks, our Lenten journey has to be seen in terms of a relationship. If it's not seen in terms of a relationship, then all you and I are bystanders who hear a story and then we move on with our lives. If we're involved in a relationship, then what's taking place in the scriptures is challenging us to understand the relationship and engage in that relationship with our God. So if today's reading is taken from the book of Ezekiel, and God is saying to the house of Israel, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, this was at a time our Jewish brothers and sisters never had a concept of resurrection. So certainly Ezekiel was not talking about resurrection. So what was Ezekiel talking about? Ezekiel was a prophet who prophesied at the time of the Babylonian captivity. This was one of the darkest times in Israel's life. And we spoke about it so often. Israel had absolutely nothing. They lost their temple. They lost their land. They were as insignificant as they were when they were simple slaves in Egypt. And death surrounded them. Death totally surrounded them. And they thought God could not be present here. And Ezekiel gives the prophecy, the vision of a field full of bones. Remember, those of you who are old than us, we went to school and we were singing, them bones, them dry bones, them. Remember that? Well, that's what Ezekiel's talking about. It's a prophecy. He says, you see these dead bones? Watch what happens when the Spirit of God is present. And the bones start reconnecting themselves. And the tissues start forming. And all of a sudden, people come back to life. And Ezekiel's saying, God is present to you. All you are seeing is death and surrounding by this death. God is present to you, and there is life where God is present, even in the middle of your misery. And that's the power of our faith. That's what God calls us to do, and that's what Lent calls us to do, and that's what the relationship calls us to. To see the presence of God in the darkest moments of our lives. So when we come to today's Gospel story, in the longer version, there's something very important taking place. Jesus and his apostles are gathered together. They hear about Lazarus who's going to die. And then Jesus says to his apostles, come, let us go to Lazarus. And Thomas says, but Lord, you just left Judea where they were trying to kill you. And now you want to go back. And that's the power of the story. Jesus leaves that which is comfortable to go into the danger of where his people are. And if we go back to the relationship that we talked about many times, Jesus being God did not see that as something to be clung to, empty himself to become a man. As the second person of the Trinity, Jesus didn't have to know sickness, he didn't have to know death, he didn't have to know hatred, he didn't have to know pain, he didn't have to know death itself. But he leaves the safety to come into our human condition. He enters into the process with us to certify that God is present to us. That God is present at every moment of our lives, even in the midst of hardship, even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of death. And when we hear the gospel today, Martha says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Absolute nonsense. Of course his brother would have died. Jesus doesn't come to take away death. Jesus comes to give meaning to death. So even though Jesus raises Lazarus, Lazarus would have to die again. You don't see Lazarus walking around anywhere. He's gone. He's dead. So the whole purpose of the story is found in John's gospel. It's not found in Matthew's gospel. It's not found in Luke's gospel. It's not found in Mark's gospel. It's only found in John's gospel. Why? Because Matthew, Mark, and Luke didn't write their gospels when the church was being persecuted. John did. The church was being persecuted. Now the question is, why are we suffering for this Jesus? Where is he? Could he take this away from us? And the answer is, no, he can't take it away from you. But even in your suffering, he is present. He is present even in the darkest moments of your life. And ultimately, that's what our faith tells us, and that's what you and I have to be about. You know, we've all buried people we love, good people, children, parents, spouses. God never meant for death not to be a part of our lives. You and I are finite. What was the original sin? Adam wanted to be like God, partake of that tree of life, to live forever. But the worst threat is not that you and I die, is that you and I don't have meaning to our lives. And the whole scriptures are telling us you have meaning to your life. You're more precious to me than anything in the world. You're more precious to me than anything in creation. I espouse myself to you. I enter into your life, not to make your life easy, but to make your life meaningful. And our Lenten journey brings us to where? Our Lenten journey brings us to Holy Week. And in Holy Week, we celebrate what's taking place in Jesus' life. His rejection, his pain, his suffering, and his death. And if we look at our lives, we've all felt rejection, suffering, and pain. And we will find death also. God doesn't take away that pain from Jesus. He allows Jesus to enter into that mystery because that's what it means to be human. Then we have the promise of the resurrection. I am faithful to you, and I am present to you even in death, and I will raise you up and restore back to you all that you were, all that you are. Our journey has to be a journey of a relationship. Of a relationship with a God who cannot love us any more than he already does. All you and I can do is become more aware of that love. He can't be more present to us than he already is. All you and I can do is become more aware of that presence. It's not a matter of a feeling. It's not a matter of an emotion. It's a matter of hope, of believing the unbelievable. Can a God love me so much? Can a God be with me even in the darkest moments of my life, even in the most sinful moments of my life? Can God be with me even when I die? And the answer is yes. Absolutely. You are mine. You belong to me. And I will never, ever leave you alone. God bless you.
Recorded live at St. Gregory the Great, Danbury, Connecticut, April 10th, 2011, 7:45 in the morning mass for the fifth Sunday of Lent. Thank you, Father Angelo. Well, that's a word on the word. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Some rights are reserved. Links to the daily readings, morning and evening prayers, and more can be found in our show notes. We publish them at awordontheword.blogspot.com. That's awordontheword.blogspot.com. Or the St. Gregory the Great homepage is www.danbury.org/St. Greg. Thank you for joining us. A Word on the Word executive producer is Father Angelo Arando and is produced by Gregory Wensek. Please, let us know what you think. If you have any questions or comments, we want to include them. Drop us a line at awordontheword@gmail.com. On behalf of St. Gregory the Great Parish, God bless.